Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. USDA is assessing the cost of Mexican tariffs on 89 U.S. products, 36 of which are agriculture. The tariffs took effect yesterday, and they are a retaliatory move by Mexico in response to the U.S. decision to cancel a cross-border trucking program. The tariffs affect about $2.4 billion in annual trade. NAFTA normally exempts agricultural products from such duties. The U.S. was required under the North American Free Trade Agreement to grant Mexican trucks full access to its highways by January of 2000, but domestic opposition led to the U.S. lawmakers to delay the opening until a pilot program allowing some trucks was instituted in 2007. The Teamsters Union, U.S. consumer groups, and independent insurers had warned that Mexican trucks are unsafe, and they lobbied Congress to keep them out. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading 74.34. It's up 34 points. The NASDAQ at 14.96 is up 13. And the S&P 500 is at 7.85. And it is up just two ticks under 1 point.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
We have a market analyst portal for your use on a daily basis. It's a way to get the opening and closing numbers as well as market analysis delivered to your phone daily. To do so, just give us a call at 217-333-3434. We post the audio at 10:15 a.m. and by 3 o'clock p.m., so that you can have the latest on the openings and closings. And we hope that it will be useful to you when you go out into the fields this spring for planting. Again, the number to call is 217-333-3434. Joining us now to take a look at the weekend agricultural weather outlook is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave, and welcome to the spring season. Though we have entered spring, we're not quite done with wintry-like temperatures. There does look to be a surge of cold air pushing into the Midwest late next week into the following weekend, and that will be followed by a reinforcing shot of cold air arriving around March 30th. Temperatures not likely to be extremely below, well below zero, normal, but winter wheat in the Midwest is not likely far enough advanced to be threatened by the cold. High temperatures in the northern areas today will be in the 40s and 50s through Thursday, some 60s in the west, and then Saturday, and then some 30s in the northwest beginning Thursday. Again, precipitation is right now rather sparse across the Midwest, and less precipitation is advertised in the forecast for late next week. Otherwise, not a whole lot of change. Frequent rounds of rain will impact the Midwest through the next week to 10 days, resulting in some ongoing wet field conditions for many areas, and flooding may expand again with the greater rains likely next week. Serious flooding is likely in the Red River Basin in the north, where the heavy rain will fall on top of saturated ground, and this deep snowpack continues to melt off there. The warm temperatures this weekend will melt much of that snow. Significant precipitation early next week will further increase the runoff into rivers and streams in the region. And then it does look like a period of little significant precipitation will occur on the 28th of March through the first several days of April as the colder air shifts back into the area. In the Delta and the Southeast, the forecast is looking a little wetter for the Delta and the Southeast beginning Tuesday of next week. Conditions will be favorable for field work through Monday in the Delta and until Tuesday in the Southeast before the precipitation machine starts to delay field work towards the all the way into the end of March. Some flooding may occur in the Delta from Tuesday and Wednesday's rain, while rain from Wednesday through Saturday may cause some minor flooding in the Southeast. The Delta and the Southeast, again, they will see much colder temperatures late next week into the following weekend, with that follow-up surge of cold air possible into the first days of April. Temperatures may approach crop-threatening level for winter wheat, and the situation in the Southeast and the Delta will have to be monitored. As far as our friends in South America, the forecast in Argentina calls for a reduced amount of rainfall for the end of the month, down to a two-day event with much lighter precipitations for the March 28th, 29th, and 30th. Strongest storm system does look to be pushing into the country, the growing areas of Argentina for the final day of March and the first couple days of April. Most of the precipitation that occurs between now and the end of the month will not likely help out the late season double crop soybeans in Buenos Aires, and any precipitation will be welcome, but the amounts will have to be a little more generalized and significant to offer a significant break from crop stress. Yield potentials in unirrigated areas of Buenos Aires likely continue to slide lower until significant rain does fall there. And in Brazil, rain will fall frequently in the northern half of the nation through the next week to 10 days. Sufficient rainfall expected to induce some delays in the harvest progress. Doesn't look like it will cause any quality issues. Drier weather will be needed in early April to protect the crop conditions and to stop the persistent interruptions to field work. Situation is still quite favorable for summer crop maturation, and harvesting will advance around the showers and thunderstorms in southern Brazil, and that will last into the early days of April. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 6.05 down 1, last trade down 2. July, 6.14 and 3 quarters down 2, last trade down 2 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.56 and a quarter up 1, last trade down 3 quarters. July, 5.67 and 3 quarters unchanged, last trade down 2. December, 6.13 down a quarter, last trade down a half. May corn opened at 3.95 down 1.5, last trade up 1.5. July 4.05 and a half down 1.5, last trade up 1. December 4.26 down 2.25, last trade up 1.5. July of 2010, 4.51 unchanged, last trade unchanged. May beans open at 9.37 down 3.5, last trade up 9. July 8.37 down 3, last trade up 8. November 8.89 down 3.5, last trade up 3. Take it out to May of 2010, 9.20 up 4, last trade up 4. May soybean meal, 295.90 down 40, last trade up 280. May soybean oil open at 31.91 up 2, last trade up 36. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we sure did have a more muted overnight trade after the explosiveness of earlier in the week. Is that how the trade's going to play out today?
Well, I think so. You know, when you look at the volume on the overnights, it was just basically pretty close to nothing compared to what we've seen in the last number of days. It's going to be interesting because when you look at open interest on corn, beans, and wheat, we had significant gains. Corn was up 16,000 on open interest yesterday, beans 9,500, wheat 4,500. You know, you could make an argument that we have new buyers that are starting to surface into this market. But, again, we've seen in the past where we've had days where we've been up on open interest followed by days where we've been down on open interest. So we need to really confirm that by another strong day today. We've got crude up this morning, crude down slightly, excuse me, this morning, just looked at it. Mm-hmm. And it's still trading above the 100-day moving average, which I think is a very significant thing. Slightly up on the dollar. Yeah, you know, the dollar is correcting itself. We really need a close below that 82 level to give us any kind of momentum to move lower than where we are right now. And so I think the trade is going to kind of set back and look at what's been going on, look at what they have for any kind of help from a direction standpoint. And we still left behind gaps yesterday on both corn and beans that aren't that far away. You know, you look at May, 391 and a quarter, 421 and three quarters on December, not that far under where we closed last night. You know, May beans, 920 and three quarters, November, 864 and a half. They could very easily be filled today. Just because it is a Friday. I think the bigger thing that we as producers have to be thinking about is we've seen a 15-cent increase in price on corn this week. We've seen a 73-cent increase on beans. Wow. Right. You know, on the nearbys. That's pretty impressive.
20 seconds, very quickly, your calls.
Corn unchanged up 1, beans up 4 to 6, wheat mix, cattle and hogs higher, tempered by cold storage and cattle on feed.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.